You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. American artist Spencer Finch is not a household name, but a few weeks ago, he was thrown into the spotlight in a big way. Finch created the only commissioned piece for the 9/11 Memorial Museum. It's a large panel with 2,983 squares of paper, each painted a unique shade of blue. Now he's about to unveil a large-scale installation at the Morgan Library and Museum. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon got a preview, and she joins us now. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So Finch's new piece at the Morgan is titled A Certain Slant of Light, mm-hmm. after an Emily Dickinson poem. Mm-hmm. What is it, and what do you think of it?
I love this piece because it draws you into nature, which you might not have thought possible in New York City. You walk into the lobby of the Morgan, and it's kind of like walking into a kaleidoscope. The walls are covered with squares of color laid out in a checkerboard pattern. And as you admire the blues and the greens and the yellows, you also see the sunlight passing through them. But it's not that simple because the colors on the walls refer to the colors in the Book of Hours. And this is where the whole thing gets a little esoteric.
Okay, and what is this Book of Hours?
It's basically a medieval calendar created by monks. Before we had Philofax organizers, we had Books of Hours, which tracked the various seasons. And what Spencer Finch did was study the Books of Hours in the collection of the Morgan Library and create a color-coded installation. Basically, he wants to make you aware that New York in summer is not all heat and mounds of trash on the sidewalk. There is also beautiful, beautiful light.
You know, you don't typically think of New York City as a place with beautiful light like you would say, you know, the Hudson Valley or Cape Cod or even the East End of Long Island, places lauded for their natural light.
That's true. Usually when people are talking about light in New York City, they are talking about the lit up nighttime electric dazzle of Times Square and Broadway. They're not talking about the color of the sky. And I love that Spencer Finch is bringing the experience of observing nature to the city. It's funny, so many artists from Picasso and Matisse on down have talked about the fierce light in the south of France, about moving to Provence in pursuit of light. But have you ever heard of any artist saying he or she moved to New York to paint the light? Never.
Well, you know, Spencer Finch's piece for the 9/11 Memorial Museum was not about light, but color. It's called Trying to Remember the Color of the Sky on that September morning. What do you think of it, and had you been aware of his work before?
I did first become aware of him 10 years ago at a Whitney Biennial, but now he seems to be all over town. I love the piece at the 9/11 Museum because it provides a real oasis, a refuge from the oppressive reality of the rest of the building, and it gives us a place in which to observe color and in which to dream. In some ways, he's like a 19th century New England transcendentalist, trapped in the body of a Brooklyn artist. He can remind you of Thoreau recording his observations of Walden Pond, even if he is looking at downtown New York or the Hudson River instead of a country pond.
You know, of course, you know, several artists work with light. Last year, we had James Turrell's indoor light show at the Guggenheim. Why is light becoming so popular in art now?
Because so much art is about consumer culture, about giant balloon dogs and puppies, and art has become divorced from nature. And I think there is a desire among many artists to reconnect contemporary art with the natural world and to remind us of the experience of gazing at the light or gazing at the surface of a river. The only artist, I think, who is really known for painting New York City light is probably Edward Hopper. And his light is a kind of bruising, crushing, alienating light. You don't want to be stuck inside one of those trapezoids of light from which there is no escape.
Well, listeners, we'd like to hear from you. Do you think New York City can become a destination for artists for its light? Let us know. Leave a comment at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Sotirios.
This is WNYC.